Slat die pad saam met Ruben Delmas op Groot FM
90.5.
Nou, die aard van die saak gebeur dan allemaal in die muziekbedrijf telke male. Baie interessante dinge. Ek meen, ek wil nou net vir jou so snippet hiervan gaan vinnig speel, want luister het gaan vinnig hierna, en dan sê jy vir my of hoor jy wat ons allemaal hoor. Dis nou, as jy nou wonder wat ek nou gaan speel, ek het nou een stukkie van Daniel Barron's liekie. Jy ken die liekie, ons speel hem baie, Children of the Sun. En dan gaan ek vir jou net na, dat gaan ek vir jou snippet speel van David Guetta en Sia. Sy liekie, liekie's naam is Lightheaded. En luister jy nou baie mooi, wat hoor jy tussen die twee. So kom ons begin, ek gaan begin by, met Daniel Barron. Luister gaan vanaf hierna. Okay. Daniel Barron's Children of the Sun. Nee, dis die liedjie. So luister ek vanaf, ek speel vir jou nou die snippet van David Guetta saam met Sia met Lightheaded. Luister hier. Dis nou precies die selle ding. Ok, so weet jy wat, kom ons sit die twee boor mekaar. Alright? Kom ons sit die twee liedjies boor mekaar, dan hoor jy van. Hier sy. Ek meen die sleutel verskil nie eers, mense. So, wat ek basis vir wil sê is, David Guetta se liedjie het na Daniel Barron se liedjie uitgekom, dames en here. So, Daniel Barron is op die lijn. Daniel!
Hey Ruben, how's it going, man?
Good to you. Listen, it's time that you come and visit us again, man. I want some good music, live unplugged music in the studio, Daniel.
I know, I'll come soon. How about 2 weeks or two or three weeks, I'll be there.
Don't make promises, hey? I'm going to keep you to it, Daniel.
I'll never break promises.
Listen, let's talk about this. I mean, this is absolutely insane. This brand new song, this new song from David Guetta and Sia, I mean, this album was released, I think it was in 2018, late 2018. Exactly the same line as your song, Daniel.
Yeah, it's really mind-blowing. I still have to pinch myself to actually, tell myself that this is actually really happening. It's crazy. I mean, you know, the first time I heard it, I was completely in disbelief. I wouldn't even say I was angry. I was more sort of honored than anything else, you know.
Yeah. How did you find out? I mean, tell us about that moment.
I was driving in my car, and one of the artists that I was actually working with at the time, she actually sent me a message, and I'd literally just been working on her song, producing it. She sent me a message saying, "Hey man, check out this song. Go and listen to it. It's David Guetta's new song." I go and listen to it, and I'm driving, and I almost went off the road.
Yeah, so I mean, and it's not even in a different key. It's exactly the same key as your song, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's exactly the same key, and added to that, it's the exact same chords.
Yes.
If you want to be technical, the exact same chords are playing underneath the exact same melody, so it's identical.
So has anyone of their label or David himself ever reached out to you and said, listen, I've heard this song, I kind of like your song, man, I want to sample or use a bit of it in one of my songs or anything like that before they recorded and published the album?
No, I definitely didn't get any messages from them. I would have known about it.
Incredible. So you've got, obviously you've got a legal team. If I'm not mistaken, it's Nick Matoukas. I mean, he's one of the best known lawyers, call it entertainment lawyers, in the industry in South Africa. And he's currently working on this case at the moment. Because, I mean, what's going to happen now, Daniel? Are you reaching out to them and saying, listen, but at least just credit me? Or what's going to happen here?
Yeah, so as you said, you know, I'm really blessed to have a great team behind me. We've got Nick Matoukas, and then we've got Stephen Hollis of Adams & Adams, and these guys are literally top of their game. They've been advising this whole time. They are really, really on board, and also I'm learning at the same time.
Yeah.
As well. So basically what's next is we're just waiting for a bit of a response from Guetta or his label. We haven't heard anything yet. We're just sitting tight for a bit. We have you know, I wanted to do it the right way. I've been sitting on this news for the past couple of months already.
Sure. Okay.
I didn't want to go public initially because I wanted to give Gweta the chance to respond, which he now hasn't. So we've got to go public and make some noise about it so that he could possibly see it in the news, and then maybe we'd get a response.
Yeah. What would you like to have happen here?
All I really want is just to be credited on the song. Just have my name there as a co-writer. I like his song. I like his interpretation of that tune and my melody. But yeah, I'd like to be mentioned as a co-composer on the song. And then I would like to be for a portion of the royalties to be sort of given to me then as well.
Yeah.
As mentioned, I never ever wanted to be vindictive or to fight with him. Mm. I look up to the guy. He's one of my inspirations and has been for a while. And it would be great to have a chat with him. You know, I mean, it would be great to sit down and have a chat, and maybe we even do a song together.
Yes, I think that'll probably just cover everything. Everything's forgotten and forgiven if you can have the opportunity to do something like that. How do you think he possibly even got round to hear your song and to be able to grab that line? How do you think that happened?
That's a good question. You see, what we did was we did a bit of research, and we found, myself and my team found, that Gweta was in South Africa on two occasions. He came through. He was actually in South Africa for the Ultra, the Ultra Music Festival, and that was in 2017.
Right.
He actually, that was the exact same time that my song "Children of the Sun" was a major hit in South Africa. So he could very well have heard it on radio or heard it playing at the festival. Mm. And then, to top it off, my song did receive radio play in Europe and in overseas territories as well. So who knows, him or someone in his team may have heard it over there as well.
Yeah. Well, I hope they reach out to you, and I hope soon enough as well.
Thank you.
So we can have this sorted. Just imagine if we can have a David Guetta featuring Daniel Barron lineup. That'll be brilliant. But now, you mentioned earlier, Daniel, I want to have a serious discussion with you now, because you mentioned earlier that you would like to have some of that royalties. And I mean, we know, listen, Daniel, I'm starting a business and I need some investors. Are you open for investing in my business? I'm gonna get water tanks and supply water and stuff like that.
That sounds good. I'm in. Count me in.
All right. Okay. Listen, I'm going to send you the invoice. Okay. Just keep your emails. I'm going to send you an invoice just now. All right. You can just pay whenever you're ready. Daniel.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Thanks, man. Thanks for chatting to us, and all the best. I think and I hope that stuff works out well for you. Keep us posted. And please, if you're in the area, pop in and come say hi. It'll be great to have you over again.
Thank you, Ruben. I really appreciate the chat, and thanks for having me on your show. As always, I really appreciate it.
No worries, man. Keep well. Chat to you soon.
Chat soon, Ruben. Okay. Keep well.
Cheers. Bye. Okay, so daar het hierdie mense. Kan jy glo dat so ietsie gebeur nie? En ek meen, soos wat hy nou sê ook, in die aard van die saak, dink hy was so half, hoorie, maar dis nog ons cool, dat 'n internasionale ou David Guetta my song vat, maar toch is het nou maar so half, maar plagiaat. Is het nou maar nie so nie? Sjo, dit gaan 'n interessante story wees. Ek weet nie of jy opgelees het oor die Ed Sheeran. Nee, so ek hier terug, Ed Sheeran was in die selfde story betrokken gewees, waar hy so line gevat het, en hierdie ou het groot geld uit die ou het gemaakt. So dis crazy. Anyway, kom eens kyk wat gebeur daar, ons sal hy saak nou maar fyn dop hou.
Sla die pad saam met Ruben Delmas op Groot FM 90.5.